Welcome to your Cash Talks Hits of the Week. I'm your host, Peter Vacation, the curly-headed chit in the fourth row. Today I am pleased to present the top 20 hits on the Cashbox National Retail Record Chart for the week of October 17th, 1959. I'm dedicating this countdown to Ray Vozanka from Mike Riccio's Oldies Message Board. We lead off the countdown with a record that moves up one position. Last week, it was number 21. This week, it's number 20. It's The Cress with The Angels Listened In.
The angels listened in when they heard me pray. The angels listened in when they heard me say, there's no denying, they sent one with lovely charm, one who really thrilled my arms, my darling, when the angel sent you. I searched everywhere just to find someone who cares. They came down to Inverness just as I had given up.
At number 20, that was The Cress with The Angels Listened In. Our next record moves up four positions. Last week, it was number 23. This week, it's number 19. It's The Fireflies with You Were Mine.
You were mine, you were mine, you were really, really
at number 19. That was The Fireflies with You Were Mine. This next record on our countdown moves down 2 positions. Last week, it was number 16. This week, it's number 18. It's Homer and Jethro with The Battle of Cucamonga.
'59, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onega Night. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crap up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had her eyes glued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
They ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. On the lake and
make a knife
all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me. Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
And we got boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study.
Big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, but they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. Well, they could eager knife all the way to Buffalo.
I really do too.
I really do too. But we are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. But we don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go where the girls that do.
At number 18, that was The Battle of Cucamonga by Homer and Jethro. Our next record moves down 5 positions. Last week, it was number 12. This week, it's number 17. It's Sarah Vaughan with Broken Hearted Melody.
We
at number 17. That was Sarah Vaughan with Broken Hearted Melody. Our next record moves up 4 positions. Last week, it was number 20. This week, it's number 16. It's Andy Williams with Lonely Street.
Where's this place called Lonely Street? I'm looking for that lonely street. I've got a sad, sad tale to tell. I need a place to go and weep. Where's this place called Lonely Street? A place where there's just loneliness, where dim lights bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet. Where's this place called Lonely Street? Perhaps upon that lonely there's someone such as I, who came to bury broken dreams and watch an old love die. If I could find that lonely street, dim lights bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet. Where's this place called Lonely Street? Where's this place called?
At number 16, that was Andy Williams with Lonely Street. I'm your host, Peter Vacation, the curly-headed chip in the fourth row. Today I am presenting the top 20 hits on the Cashbox National Retail Record Chart for the week of October 17th, 1959. I'm dedicating this countdown to Ray Vozanka from Mike Riccio's Oldies Message Board. Now we have a record that moves down 9 positions. Last week, it was number 6. This week, it's number 15. It's Lloyd Price with I'm Gonna Get Married.
Married, my name still carries.
at number 15. That was I'm Gonna Get Married by Lloyd Price. This next record moves down 10 positions. Last week, it was number 4. This week, it's number 14. It's the Browns with the Three Bells.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. All the chapel bells were ringing, 'twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless the Lord this celebration, may their lives be filled with love. From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven, Jimmy Brown had passed away. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
At number 14, that was the Three Bells by the Browns. Our next record moves up one position. Last week, it was number 14. This week, it's number 13. It's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Ooh.
at number 13. That was Battle Hymn of the Republic by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. This next record on our countdown moves up one position. Last week, it was number 13. This week, it's number 12. It's Jerry Wallace with Primrose Lane.
Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane. With you. Can't explain when we're walking down the Primrose Lane. Even roses blooming in the rain.
Number 12. That was Primrose Lane by Jerry Wallace. Our next record has not changed position. Last week, it was number 11. This week, it's number 11. It's Frankie Avalon with Just Ask Your Heart.
Just ask your heart who dreams about you. Just ask your heart who faithful and true, someone who cares and won't make you blue. Just ask your heart who loves only you. Then you will find your true love will be someone who cares for you and wants to make you happy. Then when your heart says you love only you, and when it says he won't make you blue, then ask your heart if your love is true. Just as his heart loves only you. Someone who cares for you and wants to make you happy. Then when your heart says he loves only you, and when it says he won't make you blue, then ask your heart if your love is true. Just as his heart loves only you.
at number 11. That was Frankie Avalon with Just Ask Your Heart. I'm your host, Peter Vacation, the curly-headed chip in the fourth row. Today I am presenting the top 20 hits on the Cashbox National Retail Record Chart for the week of October 17th, 1959. I'm dedicating this countdown to Ray Bozanka from Mike Riccio's Oldies Message Board. This next record on our countdown does not change position. Last week, it was number 10. This week, it's number 10. It's the Coasters with Poison Ivy.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy comes a-creeping around.
She's pretty as a daisy, but look how mad she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough and coo ya.
Poison Ivy alone will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough and coo you.
Poison Ivy alone will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes you creeping around.
At number 10, that was Poison Ivy by the Coasters. This next record moves up 10 positions. Last week, it was number 19. This week, it's number 9. It's Wynton Martindale with Deck of Cards.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, 5 were wise and were saved, 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack of knaves is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So, you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
At number 9, that was Deck of Cards by Wynton Martindale. This next record moves down 5 positions. Last week, it was number 3. This week, it's number 8. It's Santone Johnny with Sleepwalk. At number 8, that was Santone Johnny with Sleepwalk. Now we have a record that moves up 2 positions. Last week, it was number 9. This week, it's number 7. It's Johnny and the Hurricanes with Red River Rock. Number 7. That was Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes. Our next record moved up 11 positions. Last week, it was number 17. This week, it's number 6. It's Del Reese with Don't You Know.
With you for the rest of my whole life through. Don't you know I was yours from the very day that you happened to come my way? Your spell by the look in my eyes. Can't you tell? Now don't you know every beat of my heart keeps crying out, I want you so. Don't you know?
At number 6, that was Della Reese with Don't You Know. I'm your host, Peter Vacation, the curly-headed chip in the fourth row. Today I am presenting the top 20 hits on the Cashbox National Retail Record Chart for the week of October 17th, 1959. I'm dedicating this countdown to Ray Bozanka from Mike Riccio's Oldies Message Board. This next record does not change position. Last week, it was number 5. This week, it's number 5. It's the Everly Brothers with Till I Kissed You.
Never felt like this until I kissed you. How did I exist until I kissed you? Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. I kissed ya.
At number 5, that was the Everly Brothers with Till I Kissed You. Our next record moves up 3 positions. Last week, it was number 7. This week, it's number 4. It's Sandy Nelson with Teen Beat.
We'll be right back.
at number 4. That was Sandy Nelson with Teen Beat. And now we are up to the top 3. Or as the great Martin Blatt used to call it, the Magic Circle.
You've heard of the Magic Circle. The one they reserve for those who deserve a prize. To get in the Magic Circle. Well, you've got to be the winner, you realize. When you're in the Magic Circle. You feel like a child when you hear the wild applause. You stand in the Magic Circle. Your life is so sweet, the world's completely yours.
This next record on our countdown moves up 5 positions. Last week, it was number 8. This week, it's number 3. It's the Fleetwoods with Mr. Blue.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me, prove it by going out on the sly, proving your love isn't true. Call me Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you're sorry, then turn around, heading for the lights of town, hurting me through. Stay at home at night, right by the phone at night,
right by the
but
phone.
But you won't call, and I won't hurt my pride. Call me Mr. I won't tell you. While you paint the town a bright red to turn it upside down, I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
At number 3, that was Mr. Blue by the Fleetwoods. Now we have a record that does not change position. Last week, it was number 2. This week, it's number 2. It's Paul Anka with Put Your Head on My Shoulder.
Can't win. If there's a way,
shoulder.
At number two, that was Put Your Head on My Shoulder by Paul Anka. The record that tops this week's Cash Box chart does not change position. Last week, it was number one. This week, it's number one. It's Bobby Darin with Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight to stare. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy done something rash? And did he dive up?
Ho, ho!
Yes, to get tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in.
At number one, that was Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin. And that's all, folks.